Blessed be God, Creator, Savior, and Advocate, who journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. God, spring of the living water, help us to understand that the more we join together the pieces of our ropes, the more deeply our buckets reach into your divine waters. Awaken us to the truth that the gifts of the other are an expression of your unfathomable mystery, and make us sit at the well together to drink from your water, which gathers us in unity and peace. We ask this in the name given of your Son, Jesus, who asked the Samaritan woman to give him water for his thirst. Amen. You may be seated.
Our reading for this morning, Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 to 29. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Good morning. Singing that first hymn takes us back to 1960s, when Sue and I would go to chapel on Sunday mornings over in Runstrom Hall with the black students who were enrolled. And we would have not a one-hour service, we would go on for 2 or 2.5 hours, as Baptists do. I am Bruce Gray. I've been at Gustavus for a few years. And this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about black history and relate it to Gustavus, because Gustavus is right in the middle of integration. We had a president, Edgar Carlson. I want to read a little bit about him. He was a wonderful guy, way ahead of his time as we look at integration. Under the direction of President Carlson, the Gustavus Adolphus College administration created the Black Recruitment Program, one that rose out of the Carlson's liberal Christian philosophy, which combined education, Christian justice, and civil rights work into one program. By 1963, Carlson had created a recruitment plan with specific goals and financial backing, and that part was very important. Three of us began to travel. He called us to his office one day and said, "We're going to integrate Gustavus." Up to that time, we'd had one or two black students on campus and a couple of African students as well. So here we are, three of us, young, liberal. We're going to do it. And we go into the South. We knew nothing about the South. But we went to the high schools, which were all black, of course, separate but equal is what they told us in the South. Sure, one microscope in every school. That was it for the sciences, separate but equal. We listened to what the students had to say, what they were looking for. Many of them wanted to be professionals. Many of them wanted law. They wanted to be doctors. And we said, "Look, if you come to Minnesota, where it doesn't snow, we'd be happy to have you there." And we provided the transportation for them. Sometimes when they got here, they had to have jackets, winter. They didn't know about winter. And it was a wonderful time for us in the admission office, because we were out there selling what we did best at Gustavus. That's a great education. And many students wanted to do that. The high school counselor would bring out their top four or five students for us to talk to. And we usually would get one or two of them to come to Gustavus. And early in the 60s, we had 80 black students on this campus, all doing very well. It wasn't easy. An all-white school, we knew nothing about black students. They had to help us understand them, and the reverse was true. But it turned out very well. And I'd like to tell you about some of those students and where they are now. And it's part of a book. 4 years ago, we started doing research. My wife, Sue, who's here, and I started doing research about our history. The president then, Jim Peterson, asked us to write that book as part of the sesquicentennial. And so we did. And 2 years ago, we wrote the book, Black and Bold. If you were black, you had to be bold to come here during the 60s, because integration was just starting and just getting going. Talmadge King, I'm going to name some of these people and what they're doing now, give you an idea of what happened to them here and what happened to them when they left. Talmadge King, on our board of trustees now, an MD. He's chief of staff at San Francisco General Hospital. Chet Fuller, he was an editor of the Atlanta Constitution. Tanya Bransford is a district judge in Minneapolis. Lou Sadler and L.C. Tennant, two classmates in a little school in Mississippi, went to med school and went back to Jackson and started a wonderful clinic and also a drugstore, because Julia, also a graduate of Gustavus, has a Ph.D. in pharmacy. They are very successful in serving the black community in Jackson. Bill Tisby, FBI, on loan to New York State, undercover, head of the office in Detroit as well. William Green, he was superintendent of schools in Minneapolis. He's a lawyer and a Ph.D., and he teaches at Augsburg now. Jamesetta Newland, she heads up the nursing program at New York University. Very accomplished. Otis Sanders, just retired as one of the wardens in the prisons here in Minnesota. Bernard Power, he is a Civil War expert. He's at the College of Charleston. We've had him here several times to speak. Doris Young, a young black woman who became an MD and went back into Chicago, into the South Side, spent her whole career working with her people at the South Side. We have lots of people from the same family coming. That was wonderful. Brothers and sisters, as many as four from one family came here. Evelyn Williams was a 40-year-old freshman coming out of Houston, Texas, although she grew up in Arkansas. And she became a very good friend of Sue and mine, because she was a little bit older than the students that were here at the time, lived off campus. She went back to Arkansas to work with battered women and has done an excellent job down there. And Jeff Marshall, who was on our alumni board as a lawyer and teaching in Houston. Just a few people who really got it done. But most of our students did very well when they left here. Where are they now? Part of the book. A tradition is something that must be nourished over time. It does not live on merely because of years. It strives because people care about its continuation, because they believe it to be worthy of survival, because they see it stands for something important, vital, and true. The success of our black graduates is just such a tradition, one that Gustavus believes is very deeply, and one that our graduates care about as well. And that's what happened here at Gustavus. These stories in this book are fantastic, what happened to them. Now, while they were here, it wasn't always happy times. There were trials and tribulations. in the book, and by the way, if you buy a book or go to the library and use it, the Grays get no money. We don't have anything coming. The college owns the book, and any proceeds go to scholarships for minority students. Just a few chapters. Recruiting blacks to a white college. How did we do that? Blacks in St. Peter, that was interesting. And by the way, a dentist here in town gave us free dental care for anyone that needed dental care from this large group of southern blacks that came. Building a supportive infrastructure, that was important for us. The profs helped us, the staff helped us, and we got it done. We reached out and really helped those students. Tension, conflict, and resolution. There's a chapter in there about those concerns. Wonderful reading. It worked out well, but at times it was very tense. And one time I was with the president, 400 white students surrounding the 80 blacks, and they were going after us, meaning the president, Frank Barth, and myself. I was dean of students at the time, about how we were coddling these black students, doing everything for them. And I started the meeting by saying, wait a minute now, I'm not white, and I'm not black, I'm gray. And everybody went, And we resolved the matter that night after about 3 hours of conversation. In the book, there are milestones of the nation and on our campus. We brought lots of black notables onto our campus, from singers to poets to speakers, all from the integration level during those times. That was a very important thing for us and for our students. Well, here we are. African-American students who came to Gustavus Adolphus College, especially in the 60s and 70s, were black and bold. They entered into a nearly all-white student body at a time of national racial tension and unrest, and they did so with courage, dignity, and a certain boldness. These students went out from Gustavus into the world, making their mark as successful men and women and contributing greatly to society. And then we state this book salutes their courage, persistence, and achievements. And Sue and I were just very blessed and very happy to be part of this whole place for the last, oh, I won't tell you how many years, but I arrived here in 1958. Thank you.
I invite you to stand, and we will close our service by singing one last hymn. But before we do that, one announcement. Today is our summer camp fair, and it's happening in, I see some of our camp folks here are recruiters. So those of you that are students that are looking for a really fun summer job experience, check out Alumni Hall today from 10:30 until 3, and you can visit with lots of our summer camps. So let us close by singing joyfully our closing hymn.